Now, with Christmas just around the corner, some families have opted to visit Santa in Lapland. But those expecting a magical winter experience may be set for disappointment, as there's currently no sign of snow. Raymond's on the line. Morning to you, Raymond.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So you're booked to go next week and you're looking for snow.
Booked next Sunday, yeah.
And what's the problem?
Well, I don't think it's really going to be the magical winter wonderland that we're travelling with Thomas Cook that they have advertised and sold. They sold the magic dream, really. And now they're just burying their head in the snow, if you want to say it, or the lack of snow.
And what are they saying to you then? If there's not going to be any snow, what's it going to be? It's not going to be green grass, is it?
Well, at the minute, it's concrete and dirt tracks, really. So what they're saying is that the trips are going ahead, and that's all they're saying, really. There's really a lack of correspondence from them.
Thomas Cook is saying, our trips to Lapland start later this month. We can assure customers that all included activities will go ahead as planned, despite the recent weather concerns.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they're going to fulfil those promises. If you look at their advertisement, their first line advertisement is where the snow is thick and sparkling.
And you want your money back?
Or postpone to a later date in the month.
And what have they said to you?
They basically said, if you want to cancel, you lose your full initial payment and you have to pay for a new date in full.
So they won't give you your money back, and I doubt it's going to be concrete now. Are you loading this?
Well, if you look at the webcams of the village itself, it's as dry as our own place here in Belfast.
Really? So you've looked at the webcams. What's it look like?
Well, it's just like a Christmassy village with the Christmas trees up and the Christmas lights. The usual you would have here now, like if we're getting our own Christmas tree lights switched on tonight, but I imagine it's going to look something similar.
How much did this cost, Raymond?
Just over $2,600. Like,
what?
The way it is at the minute, I might as well just went to the local forest where maybe it cost £20.
Hold on a second. $2,600 for how many people?
Two adults and four children.
That's for one day?
For one day, yeah. I know it's absurd, but they're selling the dream and they're trying to give your kids a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And we're like, our oldest child is P6, so it's going to be his real last Christmas for the Santa experience, so just thought we'd save up and do that before he's too old.
Well, the travel journalist with the Independent, Simon Calder, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Simon.
Stephen, good to talk to you and your excellent callers. And I'm so sorry that, I've been looking at the webcams really most of this week when a few people got in touch with me, a little concerned. And it's a crisp morning in Rovaniemi, which is the kind of capital of Finnish Lapland. That's where the largest number of flights from Belfast and other UK airports arrive. Outside the city, it's really a beautiful autumn day. A very, very light sprinkling of snow in a few places, but nothing that you would ever describe, I fear, as a winter wonderland.
What's it look like? How would you describe it? Well, on the webcam.
Just looking at the wider picture, you've got this beautiful forested location, some sort of bare hills. There's a river running through just beside the city of Rovaniemi, and it looks as though it's a really beautiful place to be. If you were going there to explore the culture and the scenery of Arctic Lapland rather than going there for a full-on Santa Claus experience.
But the Thomas Cook ad includes the snow is thick and sparkling.
Yes, absolutely. And that
playtime in the snow.
Oh, sure.
And reindeer sleigh ride through the snow.
Let me
build snowmen or throw snowballs with what? Bricks?
Well, yeah, look, and there will be some snow-making facilities, which is going to allow some of that to happen in some of the locations. I'll give you some more. TUI, the biggest holiday company in the UK, you'll have free time to play in the snow, and activities such as snowmobiling and sleigh rides will be included at some point during your holiday. And Transun, which is a real specialist, on our Winter Wonderland Daybreak, we take you and your family to a magical location close to a vast snow-covered wilderness. That wilderness doesn't appear, it's very beautiful, it doesn't appear to be particularly snow-covered at the moment.
Do you think he's entitled to his money back?
Well, look, it's a really tricky one. It is going to get, I fear, legalistic. Now, this is, as you heard, I heard the surprise in your voice when he told you how much he paid for this. This is a time when the holiday companies like Thomas Cook are making a fortune from assets which really wouldn't be very well used at the back end of November and the beginning of December. This is absolute lowest season of the year in travel terms. So therefore, if you can send your pilots, your crew out and your planes out to Finland, park them on the ground for a few hours while the families go off and have a Christmas experience, that's great. They really don't want to jeopardise that and start handing back. You know, here you are, six people, £2,600. It comes down to how much of the experience can they deliver, and they are being confident that I'm not sure of the exact destination he's going to, but for example, in Rovaniemi, one of the places I've been to, the Santa Claus experience, Santa Claus Park, is basically the municipal bomb shelter which has been converted, Christmasized, and it's, you know, full of interesting things like Santa's post office, and you also, with a bit of luck, get to meet the great man himself.
Someone's just emailed us. Raymond, you're still with us, right?
Yep, still here.
And Paddy in Killyleagh says, you can't blame Thomas Cook. What about when you go to the sun and it rains all day? Do you ask for your money back then?
Well, my view on this, and forgive me, Raymond, you'll have your own view, is that this is a very special case because it does, you know, if you're selling a winter wonderland dream, that kind of comes with snow attached. If you've got the
well, you don't go to Tenerife or Magaluf for the rain.
But the holiday companies will very carefully not promise. You know, they will say, oh, the sun normally shines.
Well, all the marketing will be built around the sun and the beaches, won't it?
But this is a very specific case, and therefore, for example, TUI, the giant tour operator, has actually cancelled its departures on the 1st and 2nd of December, the day trips, because they don't think that they will be able to make enough snow to give it a Christmas look. And they're offering people, quite rightly, the full refund or indeed a postponement to a different date. Now, if you're on a day trip, that's one thing, and it's obviously absolutely crucial that that goes right. But there's also three or four night trips, which I find actually personally much more rewarding. And what they seem to be doing is moving everybody further north, closer to the North Pole, because that's where they're going to find some snow. But it's a horrible, muddy old business.
All right. Listen, Raymond and Simon Calder, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.